Now, when it comes to the command line, I spend most of my time over on the Linux side of things, you know, Raspberry Pi, Ubuntu, and so on. But when I do come back over to Windows and start up a PowerShell or a command prompt, kind of memory muscle kicks in and I start typing in the wrong commands, ls, cat, and all those kind of things. Now, those commands that we use on Linux are called the core utils. Now, there have been various ways you can kind of emulate or simulate or set up a core utils Linux environment on your Windows PC. And now there's a new way, because Microsoft has announced the core utils have been ported to Windows as native binaries. And that's what I want to talk about today. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. Now, this is all open source because the core utils themselves are open source. This is the open source recompiled for Windows. Now, you can install it really easy. You can either use Winget or you can go over to the GitHub repository and there they have some releases that you can download. Now, once you install it, you have access to 78 new commands. Okay, so here I am on the command prompt. And if I start to type in core util command or commands that I would usually use on Linux, you know, ls, no, it doesn't know what that is. Cat, no, it doesn't know what that is. Uptime, no, it doesn't know what that is. And as I said, I do this so often. I come from one system to the other and I try to type in some familiar commands and it just doesn't work. Okay, so here I am back on the command prompt, having installed core utils. This is not PowerShell. We'll talk about PowerShell in a minute. Look at this. Look, ls, it works. Uptime, it works. So I can do an ls minus one, except all the normal flags, gives me a single column list. Ls minus one, pipe it into word count. Yeah, there are 13 files in that directory. So it all absolutely works perfectly. So the good thing is that you can use all of those 78 commands without really any problems. Now, if you want to make sure you're using the core utils version, just to check, if you do like ls minus minus version, it will tell you that it's the core utils version, because there are some commands that conflict, for example, mkdir. So mkdir is actually built into the command prompt, and that gets used rather than the other version. If I do mkdir minus minus version, in fact, it doesn't come back and tell me it's the core utils version. In fact, if I look, it's created a directory called minus minus version. So I'm going to have to get rid of that now. rmdir minus minus version. There you go. I've got rid of it. So if you do any of these commands, cat minus minus version, it tells me it's the core utils version. Okay, before we go any further, a quick word from the sponsor of this video. How many times have you built the same front-end layout from scratch? Homepage, navbar, contact form, etc. Then there's the back end, that same boilerplate code time and time again. Does it feel like you're wasting your time? ReadyAI is a tool that handles the front end and back end plumbing for you and gives you production ready code you can actually download, edit and build on. It eliminates the mundane, freeing power users and experienced web designers from repetitive, tedious tasks. This isn't about giving up control, it's about skipping over the monotonous stuff. ReadyAI is equally able to help you with the front-end stuff, HTML, CSS, JavaScript, and the back-end stuff. Do you need to add a payment processor like Stripe in the back-end? No worries. What about an AI-powered chatbot? ReadyAI can integrate that as well. The result is simple. Faster builds, less grunt work, and more time spent on what matters. Don't build every website from zero. Click in the link in the description, skip that grunt work, and try ReadyAI for free. And for a limited time, use the coupon Gary to get 20% off. Now on PowerShell, it's slightly different because PowerShell has more sophisticated built-in commands than the command prompt. So for example, there is a cat already on PowerShell. And if I just type in cat, you can see clearly this is the PowerShell version of it running here. It's, you know, come up with the normal way that PowerShell works. And if I type cat minus minus version, then it says, I don't understand what that means. What do you mean cat minus minus version? Ls minus minus version, same thing. That's built into PowerShell. So there's a conflict here of the naming. Now, of course, some commands work fine. Like, for example, hostname, that's going to come back and give me the hostname. That's using the core utils version because there isn't a hostname command in PowerShell. Now, there are different ways you might be able to get around this, playing with the path and so on. I found the simplest way is actually just to create a script here called core utils, and it sets a bunch of aliases. Okay, so I've got this here. This script will be in my GitHub repository if you find it useful. So basically, I can now run that. So if I run that with the dot command, which basically tells PowerShell to run this script, but in this environment. Okay, now if I type ls minus minus version, it tells me it's the core utils version. If I also type, for example, print working directory minus minus version, it's the core utils version. So that's how it works. So you can actually override the built-in commands inside of PowerShell by using those core utils ones, which is really, really useful. And one extra little tip, where are all these files stored? Well, actually, they're stored in C program files, core utils bin. And if you do an ls of that, you can see all of them listed there. Okay, for a bit of fun, here we're going to use loads of different of those core util programs. Look at them here. Head, T, sort, tr, fault, you know, there's a whole load of them here, and it really is an art to using these commands, but they're all piped one into the other. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 different commands here, all piped together one after the other. So what does it do? It generates the numbers 1 to 200, randomizes them, keeps only 75 of them, writes that out to a file called numbers.temp, sorts them again, and then removes duplicates, which probably don't exist, adds line numbers, replaces spaces with underscores, wraps the text every 20 characters, reverses the result, saves that to folded.temp, counts the number of lines in folded.temp, and then prints out that dramatic summary. So let's run that and see what happens. After all that nonsense, we made 75 folded lines. And if we now look at folded.temp, there you go. There are all those numbers with their line numbers, the underscores instead of spaces. Completely pointless, yes, absolutely. But the point is, it just shows you the power of using the core utils here in the PowerShell. Okay, so there you go, core utils on Windows. Do tell me what you think in the comments below. My name's Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I hope you enjoyed the video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. And if you like these kind of videos, I invite you to stick around by subscribing to the channel. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.